We'll go chronologically. We'll talk about, first, what happened in the 1980s? Individuals started going to doctors with a constellation of symptoms that the doctors had never seen in their practice. And the overriding symptom was intense pain, the worst pain that the doctors had seen in their careers. One person described how their legs blew up to the size of telephone poles and oozed water. There was progressive paralysis, where individuals eventually couldn't breathe without a respirator. People's hair fell out. There was a lot of mental problems. One person I spoke with was confined to bed for 6 months and took 2 minutes to turn from one side to the other because the pain was so intense. Well, because of a series of coincidences and because a little bit of the nature of this disease, they were able to find that there was an epidemic, because this was not a common thing. It was just scattered around the country. But they discovered that those who had this problem were taking L-tryptophan. How many people have heard of L-tryptophan? L-tryptophan is an essential amino acid. It's in turkey and milk naturally. But as the epidemiologist reported in a July article in 1990, it wasn't just the tryptophan itself. It was a particular brand, one out of six, that were being imported into the United States. And it was a Japanese company that was genetically engineering bacteria to produce the tryptophan more economically. Now, this process can lead to a lot of unpredicted side effects, which you can talk about. And this particular batch, or several batches, had contaminants. And this was almost certainly the result of genetic engineering, and the contaminants were almost certainly responsible for this deadly epidemic. It turns out about 5,000 to 10,000 people got sick. Some are still permanently disabled. About 100 people died. Now, the following month, after the first epidemiologist said in the article, this raises the question about the safety of genetically engineered foods. The FDA spokesperson in the next article said that this person should never have raised the issue of genetic engineering because of what it might do to the industry. This was an early indication of the side that the FDA was on and has remained on. In fact, it is their mandate to promote biotechnology. Well, there was a great and successful effort to divert the blame away from genetic engineering and claim that a change in the filter method at the factory in Japan in January 1989 was responsible for the epidemic. And this is what goes around the world. As I travel around the world, this is what comes back to me. However, we bring out new information in the book which shows that hundreds of people got the disease during the 4 years prior to the change in the filter, and that the information had been withheld by the FDA from the public and from Congress. It's interesting, if that same deadly L-tryptophan were first introduced today, it would get on the market. Because it's not treated any differently because it came from genetic engineering. But the real lesson I take from this epidemic was that the reason why we were able to discover that there was an epidemic in the first place and then trace it to a genetically modified supplement was because the disease had three concurrent characteristics. It was rare, it was acute, and it came on quickly. What would happen if all three characteristics had not been in place? What if it took 20 years for onset, or the next generation, it would still be on the market? What if it were non-serious symptoms like frequent colds or memory loss? Or memory loss? Maybe it's still on the market. What if it were serious symptoms that were common, like cancer or heart disease or obesity or diabetes? It would certainly not be discovered because it would be lost in the myriad of statistics we're now facing. So it begs the question, what of the thousands of products currently being fed to the U.S. citizens that contain ingredients from genetic modification? Maybe they're creating problems that don't have all three characteristics. Maybe they're responsible for the doubling of food-related illnesses in the United States between 1994 and 2001, corresponding to the times when a lot of these products were introduced. We don't know because no one is looking. One of the most unscientific statements made by the proponents of biotechnology is that millions of people have been eating them for years and no one has gotten hurt. Well, if you don't look, you won't find. And of course, there was those unfortunate victims of L-tryptophan.